worship you according to the dictates of our conscience. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives that guides us into all truth. And today, as we speak words of life, may it truly be that to us. Bless our nation. Bless this church. In Jesus' name, amen. Given a choice, choose life. My experience with serving in the military that I picked up in preparing for the sermon. It might seem rather morbid, but I'm going to have us face the issues of death. One way that we encounter death in this world, and there is a body of death, is through accidents.
The number one killer of children and adolescents and young adults is accidents. In fact, those statistics hold up until the age 44. And then the death rate starts to decline. But from birth to age 44 is where people die. Not very comforting, is it, for young people? The top causes of death by age group from the time you're born to 1 year old, most babies die through genetic kinds of conditions. And then I was surprised by this, so doctors, you helped me on this. I thought it had been eradicated. But number two on that list was SIDS. I thought SIDS was gone, but I guess not. And I see some shaking their head and saying no. But that was number two on the list. And then number three in that birth to one is low body birth weight and issues of premature births and so on. Now, from the ages 1 through 4, the primary cause of death, I was surprised by this, was accidents. And number 2 was developmental or genetic kinds of things. And then number 3, I was surprised by this, was cancer. Now, from the ages of 3 through 14, I said there's a body of death that we face every day. From 3 up to 14, those ages, the number one death cause of accidents was accidents, number 1, cancer, number 2, homicides, number 3. Did you know that from 5 to 14, homicides? And then from the ages 15 to 24, accidents, number 1, homicides, number 2, suicides, number 3. That's right. Number 1, heart. Number 2, you just said it. What is it? cancer. No question about it. Number three is stroke, 167,000 through strokes. And then, I'm not sure, I mean, I just copied this down. I guess you can figure that out. I'm not sure what lower respiratory means. I wrote it down. Chest, stomach. Lungs, thank you, appreciate it. They tell you need to, when you're not an expert, I need to get some help, so thank you. Accidents, we just talked about diabetes, 69,000, flu and pneumonia is number 7 on the list, Alzheimer's number 8, kidney was number 9, and then blood poisoning. What's that mean? I wrote that down. Didn't know what that meant. Okay. But 31,000 people died through that. Accidents, sickness, body of death. What do you think we're going to say now? Where a lot of people die. Wars. Devil likes wars. I mentioned last week, as we were beginning as a nation, they brought slaves from Africa and they packed them so tightly into the ships that over half of them died on their way, and that caused the Civil War as we know it. And as I mentioned last week about the Civil War, we lost more Americans in the Civil War than all of the wars combined, more than the Revolutionary War, more than the Korean War, more than World War I, Vietnam, you name it, we lost more Americans in the Civil War. And then I was reading that in World War II, 50 million lives were lost. Haven't we had enough death? It's all around us, a body of death. It literally destroyed a continent. Everybody paid the price. The Germans paid a high price for war. Their cities were bombed day and night. And this is, I'm going to share this with you. I read in some of my readings, it says, by the end of World War II, 80% of the men born in Germany in 1922 were dead. Leningrad, now St. Petersburg, 872-day siege by the German army, 650,000 people from Leningrad died through starvation, disease, and the shelling by guns. Accidents, sickness, war. We have a body of death. And our nation was made to look and talk about it. I don't know if we've dealt with it yet. We're going to talk about it because of the fear of that matter. Deuteronomy 30, the chapter that was read, I'm going to say just a little bit about Malcolm X. Leave you. you get to chapter 30 of Deuteronomy, it says something very interesting about life and the issues of life that I want to spend a moment talking about. It talks about inescapable decisions that life puts upon us. Life constantly urges us to make choices. And when there are choices that are not normal, if you're like me, you tend to defer or put them off.
You're doing well, but 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 Let me review. All right? Okay, I'm going to review it all. That's something. Let's review. You ought to get the review. The whole review is dealing with Linda Limbaugh. But the general review is dealing with Linda Limbaugh. They have a review of the brand. People who work with these statues, but, oh, you're going to appear on the screen in the interpreter. You know what he's talking about.
Treated the aged.
nation. Thank God. Somebody said amen. It's the truth anyway. And because you get older and the more difficult mobility becomes an issue, we should not treat the aged and the defenseless. By not giving them the very best care we can give. It's not bad here, but have you ever been to some of the nursing homes that I've been to? Some of you feel sitting right out there, you praying one day that you'll never go to the nursing home. Some of you say, Lord, take me away first. Come on, now.
I didn't say it in the first service, I'll say it in this one. I don't always agree with the Congress and the President, regardless of party. But I must commend them for being brave. I'm going to conclude the message next week because another time.
Thank you.